This is Tim Willett.
It's 105 Drive on Tuesday evening. It's just gone 5:30 and it's time to welcome our studio guest for today. Guests for today, we have Lisa Broom, Creative Learning Manager at the Cambridge Junction, and Jess Webber, Apprentice at the Cambridge Junction. Good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you both?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Good. Welcome to Cambridge 105. Thank you for coming in. So, tell us, you're in to talk about the Chaos Festival, which is a whole different load of events happening, not this weekend, the following weekend, all around Cambridge Junction, and they're made up of lots of individual events, which include the Junkyard Festival, which I think is the third year of Junkyard that name.
Yeah, that's great.
And then a fiver night called the High Fiver and Rapidemic and lots of other bits and pieces. So, let's talk about you and find out a bit more about yourselves first. So Lisa, what does Creative Learning Manager at Cambridge Junction entail?
Well, I manage a programme of activity predominantly for young people, and we do lots of different types of events that try to open up the venue as a site for learning and engage with young people who wouldn't normally access the arts.
Okay, so that's getting them involved in what, attending events, or actually getting them involved in putting on events as well?
Bit of both, really. So we try and encourage people to come and take part in different programmes of activity, both participating and as young leaders in developing their own events, which is kind of what Chaos is all about, really.
Okay, so these events that are happening next weekend, they have been organised predominantly by young people, rather than the adults are overseeing things, but rather than the regular people that are at the Cambridge Junction, this is sort of part of the young people's responsibility to put on these events and get experience in finding out what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So we work with the young people to manage the event from kind of inception through to completion, and that involving coming up with the design and idea of the event, to marketing the event, to budget management, to contracting artists, etc. So, you know, they really do get a full understanding of how to manage an event and put something on in a professional arts venue.
Jess, you've been an apprentice since October.
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
Yeah, it's really good fun. Very fast paced, but I like that. So I do a bit of shadowing duty managers on events, box office, bars, stewarding. So pretty much everything that involves events at Cambridge Junction. And then obviously putting on one of the festivals, one of the day festivals at Cambridge Junction. That's also part of the apprenticeship. So yeah, it's really great fun, and yeah. Recommend it to anyone.
You pick this because you have an interest in events and want to go into this as a career?
Yeah, definitely. I love music, have a really good passion for that, and then I love events, so just perfect, really.
And have your eyes been opened as to how what the work goes into organising things and running a venue like the Junction?
Definitely. I think I went to my first gig at Cambridge Junction when I was 13 and had no idea how much goes on behind the scenes. It's just crazy, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's go through some of the events that are happening. What's the first thing that's up next weekend?
So the first event is Rapidemic, which is also in its third year. And that is a showcase of urban kind of hip-hop and grime from young people from Romsey Mill.
Yeah.
And again, we work with a small team of young people from Romsey Mill who help to manage the event. We have about 30 performers of young people who are making music in their studio, and this is kind of an outlet, a performance outlet for them. And then we have over 200 young people access the venue who wouldn't normally kind of come to somewhere like Cambridge Junction. So it's a wonderful event for that. Mm. So that's the first in the series. The second, on the Friday, then we have High Fiver, which is kind of I guess the best of the fiver bands that play at Cambridge Junction on a regular basis.
Yep.
And then on the Saturday we have Junkyard, which I'm sure Jess could probably tell you a little bit more about.
Okay.
Yeah, so Junkyard has been going on for a few years. So we've picked the theme Summer Days. So we're going for sort of a hippie sort of feel about it, proper festival vibe. We've got some bands playing acoustic sessions outside in the courtyard. and also some DJ sets. We've got bands such as Gaffer Tape Sandy, who are from Bury St Edmunds, recently played at Glastonbury actually. A band called Lighthouse from London, Meet Me at Dawn, who are also local, and The Lost Vaults. And we've also got some acoustic sessions from Ellie Dixon, John Harper and Olivia Carter. So with the theme of it, it's like we're really going to make the decorations look really festively, so it's not just about the music, it's about the whole atmosphere as well.
How much do you learn and do you take on board from the previous junkyards? Obviously you weren't involved in those with previous apprentices, I guess, but do you look at those and think, oh, that worked, or we'd like to really improve on that? I guess there's a bit of a competitive edge, you want to make your junkyard better than the previous junkyards.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we look at budgets. That's probably the most helpful thing that we've looked at from the past. We can work out what not to put money into and what we should put money into.
Yeah.
So I think without looking at the past ones, it would have been hard to figure out money wise what we should put money into.
Yeah, so you're getting a better idea of what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, definitely work. Definitely.
Okay, and what goes into picking who performs? The other apprentices, you've got a good idea of who's on the music scene, who would be good to play?
Yeah, definitely. Well, working due to managing fivers, you know, you see the different bands and then you can kind of pick out what you like.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of talking to bands, talking to booking agents as well with bigger bands. It's very hard finding bands, that's what I've learned.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely. Especially in August, because there's festivals going on,
okay.
People are on holiday. It's quite stressful, but we've got there.
So it's not the ideal time of the year to be organising this, then,
no,
I guess.
It isn't.
But,
no.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's on the
5th of August, Saturday, 4 p.m. till midnight.
Okay, and is that all within J1?
It's in J2,
okay.
And a bit outside, so the back car park,
okay.
As our courtyard. Yeah.
Oh yes, I think I remember. Did they not turf it over last year for
yeah.
for
and we're going to do that again this
oh, you
year.
Are?
Yeah.
I saw some photos that looked quite fun. Okay, so from people coming and attending these events point of view, Rapdemic, when is that?
Rapdemic's on Thursday, the 3rd of August. High Five Art is on Friday, the 4th of August, and then Junkyard completes the set on Saturday, the 5th of August.
Okay, and your website, Junkyard. .co.uk for tickets and
yeah, absolutely.
All that sort of information as well.
We've got a current deal on with Junkyard actually, where you can get tickets for a fiver. They're usually £8 and it runs till the end of this week, and it's just Junk Fiver promo code, so people can get a little bit of a discount there if they're keen and want to snap it up before the end of this week.
Brilliant. Well, hopefully you have people that will come to all three events and you won't be able to get rid of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, all right. So when does your apprenticeship end then, Jess?
October,
okay.
Start of October, so really soon. I'm excited to earn some proper money, but yeah, it's been really fun. Definitely recommend doing apprenticeships to everyone.
Yeah.
I was going to go to uni, so yeah, big eye-opener.
Are you looking for the next set of apprentices to join you soon?
Yeah, absolutely. Our recruitment's going to be opening hopefully in the next couple of weeks. All the information will be going onto our website as soon as they go live.
Brilliant. How many apprentices have you got?
We currently have three and we'll be looking for four going forward.
Okay.
So we have three operations apprentices and one technical theatre apprentice.
Okay, brilliant. That sounds fun. If only I was a bit younger. Is there an age limit? There probably is. All right, thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you.
If you want more information, go to the Junction website, junction.co.uk. It starts on Thursday with Rapdemic, then High Fiver on the Friday, and on the Saturday it's the Junkyard Festival.